Blog Talk Radio.
The Bible and faith. In spite of prevailing uncertainty and disbelief, we firmly maintain that if you will recognize the Bible as God's holy word of truth, the revelation of his dealings with his people in the past and his plans for the future, and are prepared to accept it logically and wholeheartedly, the wonder of its message can become so clear and positive to you as to engender a faith and trust as real as that experienced by the apostles themselves. Halloween, what your parents didn't tell you. In much of the Western world, the United States, Puerto Rico, Ireland, and the United Kingdom, and Canada, Halloween is observed and celebrated on October the 31st, with increasing popularity in Australia and New Zealand. Carved pumpkins, dancing skeletons, witches, and ghosts stand out among all the other holidays we observe. Full of ghost stories, pranks, and elaborate costumes and crazy games. It has become a mixture of secular, non-religious, and religious elements. It has brought controversy between Christian groups and the modern-day Wiccans, the cult or people that practice witchcraft. I will discuss two different origins of Halloween. The ancient Celtic festival called Samhain, in a Christian festival now called Halloween. Hold on, I'll be right back. If you've missed any of my last studies, feel free to revisit my website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Jesus and We to listen. Welcome back. The ancient Celtic roots. The chief tradition of the ancient Celtic New Year is a festival called Samhain, which feeds into today's Halloween and have become tangled up into one holiday that we celebrate. The Samhain, which translate to end of summer, occurred around the end of October when the weather started to get cold. The ancient Celtics viewed this time of year as a turning point of change, and they thought this change had magical properties. They believed that this magical time opened up all sorts of connections to the dead. They also believed that at the end of this festival, the spirits of the dead traveled again among the living. They passed this tradition on orally, but the historians often disagree about the Celtic practices and beliefs, but there are a number of accounts that provide interesting explanations of modern-day Halloween practices, and I will give you some examples of these practices. The Christian root. The name Halloween is a shortened version of All Hallows' Even, which was the eve of All Hallows' Day. Hallow is an Old English word for holy person, and All Hallows' Day is another name for Saints' Day. This is the day that Catholics commemorate all the saints. At some point, people began referring to All Hallows' Even as Hallow-E-N and then Halloween. Because the Christians followed the Jewish tradition, they observe many holy days from sundown on one day until sundown on the following day. Holy days such as Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, etc. So the modern day Halloween is a festivity that begins All Saints Day, which started at sundown on October the 31st. All Saints Day is now called Halloween, is actually a combination of several different traditions. A lot of things that we do on Halloween came before Christianity. Christians have been honoring the dead from the earliest days of religion. The Roman Catholic thought that men and women were saints in the afterlife and endowed with holiness, and these saints are close to God and could perform miracles on earth. Because there became so many men and women to be considered a saint, a pope by the name of Boniface IV officially established All Saints Day to honor all the saints at one time. History records this day, but it wasn't widely observed. Originally, Christians observed All Saints Day on May the 13th, but Pope Gregory III moved it to November the 1st to correspond with the Celtic Festival and other pagan fall festivals. The Catholic Church had a policy of incorporating non-Christian traditions into holidays in order to bring people into the Catholic faith. This also includes moving the dates of Christian holidays to those of established non-Christian occasions. Historians believe that Christmas was set on December 25th so that it would correspond with the pagan winter festivals. Nevertheless, when All Saints Day was moved to November the 1st, the church began to incorporate the Celtic tradition into holy day activities. Okay, but here's the problem. The Celtics' Samhain Festival was a belief rooted in the supernatural and spirit world. This did not match up with the Christian faith. They had no problem celebrating the dead saints, but they did not want to cross the thin line of them returning back to the living. The tradition continued until the end of the 10th century, and then they tried to give some direction to practices and establish All Souls Day. This day was established to recognize all Christians that had died. This day was observed on the 2nd of November in honor of the dead. They celebrated with masses and festivities. The living prayed on the behalf of Christians who are in hell being persecuted before going to heaven. Souls in hell who were members of the church, just like the living Christians, must suffer so that they can be purged of their sins. So through prayer and good works, the living members of the church may help their departed friends and families. To make a long story short, the Catholics could not completely get rid of the supernatural elements of the celebration, so they began characterizing the spirits as evil forces associated with the devil, which caused more imagery such as evil witches and demons. All Souls Day is carried on today, particularly in Mexico, where you have Hallowe'en, H-O-L-L-O-W-S-E, which is observed as Los de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, a time when families fondly remember the deceased, marked by festivals, parades of skeletons, and ghouls. They have a mocked funeral procession with live persons inside the coffins. Hold on. dismissing myths and strongholds that have crept into the church and our daily lives. Want to share your testimony on Jesus and We Talk? Email it to jesusandwe@bellsouth.net. A masquerade closely connected to the celebration of Halloween with elements of All Souls Day is a celebration called Trick or Treating. In medieval times, one popular All Souls Day practice was to make soap cakes, dimples, bread, desserts with a topping. In a custom called souling, children would go door to door begging for the soul cake, much like modern trick-or-treaters. For every cake a child collected, he or she would have to say a prayer for the dead relatives of the person who gave the soul cake. These prayers would help the relatives find their way out of purgatory and into heaven. The children even sang a soul cake song along the lines of the modern day trick or treat, give me something good to eat. They would sing, a soul cake, have mercy on all Christian souls for a soul cake. The Celtic take on trick-or-treating was dressing up in ghoulish outfits and parading out of town to lead the wandering spirits away. They would walk door to door to collect firewood to make fires for a giant barn fire. Once it was burning, they would put out all other fires that were burning and then relight them using a flame from the giant barn fire. They did this as a symbol of people's connection to one another. According to the National Confectioners Association, Halloween is the number one holiday for candy sales. Candy sales were over 2 billion, according to the NCA. Over 85% of U.S. households hand out candy on Halloween night. During the Sowens celebration, the Celts would bring home an ember from the bonfire at the end of the night. They carried these embers in a hollow out turnip, creating a lantern resembling the modern-day jack-o'-lantern. Did you know that a pumpkin is a fruit and not a vegetable? And now for some Halloween controversy. Although Halloween comes in part from Christian traditions, they did not want any part of the witches and ghouls and did not want to expose their kids to these images. They also did not want to be associated with the Celtics festival, Samhain, because of their belief and celebration of devil-like gods and the dead. Most of the documentation concerning God points back to the Catholic Church hundreds of years ago as means of converting people away from Doroism. Christian groups are also disturbed by rumors that modern-day Wiccans and Druids observe Halloween as an occasion to worship Satan or other evil forces. Tell me what's on your mind concerning the Word of God. Let's take it to the Word, and I will send you a free print of my poster, Jesus is Lord. If you'd like to speak with me after the show, call in 10 minutes prior to the show ending. Dial 1-718-664-6534. Now, what does God's Word say about these practices? Deuteronomy 18:9-13, occult practices. 9, when you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, do not learn to imitate the detestable ways of the nations there. 10. Let no one be found among you who sacrifice their sons or daughters in the fire, who practices deviation or sorcery, interprets omens, engage in witchcraft. 11. Or cast spells, or who is a medium or spirit, or who consults the dead. 12. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Because of these same detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you. 13. You must be blameless before the Lord your God. And then we can read in Ephesians 5:11. Having not to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. 12. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. 13. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that's illuminated becomes a light. 14. This is why it is said, wake up, sleepers, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Then 1 Thessalonians 5:22. 22 reads, reject every kind of evil. And my favorite, Luke 9:60, 60 reads, Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. He lives. www.jesusandwetalk.org.